In my home country of Burkina Faso, I was working in the health administrative field. I had years of experience managing employees and forming strategic plans to get the most out of hospital beds. I attend school in French and Belgium. I can speak five languages, including English, which I continue to improve. After some hardships in my country, I decided to come to the United States. In June of 2002, I stepped off a plane in New York City, both nervous and excited to begin my life in the U.S. I knew very little English when I came. I knew, good morning, good evening, how are you? When I left the airport and tried to get a taxi, I was lucky to find someone who spoke French. He helped me catch my bus to Baltimore. I had arrived from my home, the home where I had grown up, met my wife, started a family, and had a successful job. You know, salary in West Africa were low compared to the U.S., and I came to the U.S. to better support my family. When I came to America, I had to support myself. For the first time, I was learning how to cook, to wash clothes, to mop, and sweep my apartment. This kind of job is not for men in my country. When you come back home, if morning time you go to work, you are a man. When you come back home evening, you are a woman because to cook, to do everything. It's not easy, really. For the past 15 years, I had worked to learn English, seek employment, and have recently begun studying for the GED. I have had many challenges obtaining a green card to become a working citizen here. The Adult Learning Center here in Baltimore has been the only support in my fight towards the goal of attaining my citizenship. They have offered me a chance to improve my literacy in order for me to learn all I can to gain my green card. During the hardships I have faced in my journey towards citizenship, I have stayed calm to focus on my education through the Adult Learning Center. I want to thank the AELC team and everyone here tonight who came out to support us. Have a good weekend, and thank you so much.